Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, today we're going to talk about detoxification. The good, the bad, or the ugly. That was your title.
That was my, blame it on me, huh?
you're the creative one. We'll find out what you mean by good, bad, or ugly. So, Dr. Prather, what is detoxification, or we'll refer to it as detoxing?
Detoxing. It is something that is an important part of our everyday function of our body. Just as we go through our life and we produce energy and have all the processes that go on in our body, the digestion, the respiration, the cellular activities, we create toxins. So we have to get rid of them. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't get rid of them, then you poison yourself. So very important part of your health and well-being is to be able to detox. Now, what most people mean when they're, you know, there's the normal everyday type of detox, but someone who says that, you know, I'm going to detox, it's that they're going to try to facilitate the process.
Okay.
You know, kind of, you know, you have your everyday detoxification, but they feel, or, you know, we've told them that, you know, you are toxic. Mm-hmm. And we need to get that out of your system so that you can function better.
So are most people walking in your office toxic at some level?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. There are many different types of tests that we can do to find out the toxicity of the, you know, that's very objective.
Yeah.
And yes, the vast majority of people need to have some type of detoxification going on. Mm-hmm. People don't feel well when they're toxic. Any type of a health issue is going to create toxins because then the body's not working at its optimum. If one is perfectly in homeostasis, where everything's balanced out, there's a balance on getting rid of the toxins. Mm-hmm. When you are no longer in homeostasis, toxins start to, is one of the things that occurs, is that toxins start to build up in the body. And then there's a process that we need to have to get those out.
So when the body, you're saying, is in homeostasis, then yes, we won't be toxic.
We won't be toxic. That's part of the very definition of homeostasis. Mm-hmm. Homeostasis is where our nervous system's working right, our endocrine system's perfectly balanced, the organs in our system are functioning correctly, we're eliminating the toxins, we're taking in the nutrients, and there's a perfect homeostasis, a perfect balance, and we feel great.
Mm-hmm. Now, most listeners might know this, but just clarify for me, you say we normally detox.
Yes.
Through waste, correct? Is
sure.
That what am I thinking correctly?
Yeah, there's several different ways that you detox. Mm-hmm. You detox through the skin, mm-hmm. you know, through sweat. Mm-hmm. That the skin is the largest detoxification organ in the body. So, you know,
that's why it's so important what we put on our skin.
Right, because you do absorb it. Mm-hmm. Whatever you take in. So the skin's a detoxification. Your lungs gets rid of carbon dioxide. So there is a detoxification through the respiratory system. The liver is the major organ of the body that cleanses the blood. Almost all toxins go to the liver to be processed and eliminated. Mm-hmm. So the liver is very important. The liver then puts the bile out into the bowels. The bowels is a huge detoxification center. So we get rid of a lot of our toxins through the bowels. Mm-hmm. The spleen is a blood cleanser and also a lymphatic cleanser. So the spleen is very important, and the kidneys.
And I know we're going to talk specifically about each one of these organs. Yeah.
And those are the major areas of detoxification.
Because I think people mainly think the liver, but
right,
there's so much involved. And we even talk about when you're dehydrated, what happens there with
the
kidneys. Sure,
you're automatically going to become toxic if you're dehydrated.
Right, and you can't lose weight or get healthy.
Oh, sure. And actually, if you're going to be losing weight, detoxification is extremely important because the fat is a storage of toxins. Let's say that your body is overwhelmed with too many toxins that it really can't process. Mm-hmm. What the body does is it will make a fat cell, pop the toxin into the fat cell, and store it that way. That way it's got some way to get rid of it. So toxicity will lead to fat accumulation. And then if you are losing that fat, if you're breaking down those fat cells, you're all of a sudden getting dumped with a tremendous amount of toxins into your system, and you need to be able to handle it. Otherwise, you're going to get sick.
And that's why having those bowel movements daily and...
Absolutely. Well, anytime that you have constipation, there are certain chemicals that are produced that are very, very toxic that can lead to cardiovascular disease and cancer. So, you know, making sure that you, and you are actually supposed to have three bowel movements a day.
And I know with our weight loss clients, you know, that's part of it. I said, I'm going to get personal here, but we need to discuss that every time we meet.
Right.
You know, and that has affected weight loss.
That is an extremely important thing. If you aren't having bowel movements three times a day, you're probably not going to lose weight. And you're not going to be, you know, you're going to get sick. That is an important part of a healthy healthy lifestyle.
Well, let's talk, Dr. Prather, why do a detox program?
Well, there are several different types of factors for detox, but to be healthy, you have to get rid of toxins. You know, if that is not going well, matter of fact, cancer patients, there were clinics throughout the United States that were very, very good at getting rid of cancer. Their whole emphasis was just detoxing the liver.
Oh, interesting.
And that's a very well-known factor. If you can get the liver cleansed and keep it cleansed, your chances of survival of cancer are incredibly increased.
Interesting.
So there's that whole factor. Cardiovascular disease can oftentimes be a toxicity in the body that can actually lead to a lot of the different types of problems. There's heavy metal toxicity that can go on. You're not getting rid of those toxins. Can lead to a poison. There can, with a lot of toxicity, you're more susceptible to infections. Your immune system is dropped. The gut is extremely important for the level of our immune system.
Is so that
there,
gut?
There are so many different types of factors that go into the toxicity. And a very important type of area, and that is... I have my eight pillars of health, and that is definitely one of the eight pillars of perfect health, is being able to detox. And there's a rare patient that comes in here that we find does not need to be detoxed. Usually they're very healthy. You know, that is a couple of times a year.
You're saying it's rare. Yeah.
It's a very, very rare type of thing.
So can you harm yourself with a detox? I know on the internet there's a lot of detox programs and, you know, can you harm yourself?
Yes, you can. One of the things is when you detox, you can actually be very sick. You know, you don't feel good when you're detoxing, and you need to be prepared. There are a lot of people who do different types of detoxes. There's a gallbladder flush. They do that as a detox. There's a liver flush. There's bowel flushes. And if the body's not able to handle that, because all of a sudden you're kicking up all these toxins and people wind up in the hospital. I had a lady who was on the internet. And she was, people would actually call her, write her, and she would help them with detoxes. That was almost like a profession for her. She was a layperson. She was telling people how to detox, and that was a major type of thing. And once a year for about 5 years, she came in because she had to go to the hospital because she had damaged her liver.
She had detoxed too quickly.
And she had detoxed too quickly, mm-hmm. and it wasn't supported properly, and it wasn't done correctly. And it was she actually injured herself. You can wind up going to the hospital as an emergency patient because you tried to do a detox without understanding what you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
The consequences, was the liver actually able to handle the detox? Were the bowels?
Mm-hmm.
Was your system ready for it? Was it supported? Because there has to be some support that goes into that, too.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have the proper nutrients to be able to detox.
Mm.
So it's something that can be a huge factor. I know for our weight loss patients, one of the things we do is we give what we call lipo injections, too. And what that is that's just some vitamins, minerals, mm-hmm. some amino acids that are combined to help
B support vitamins,
them.
Yeah.
That are there to help support the body. And it makes all the difference in the world on how they feel while they're losing the weight. Otherwise, people aren't going to feel good.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That happens quite a bit. We call up and say, ooh, doc, I'm not feeling too well. I say, well, we're probably detoxing too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's cut back on this. Let's get you some support. Let's do some specialized types of things to help with the detox. And all of a sudden, they're back on track again. But it's something that needs to be watched regularly.
Okay, well, when we come back, let's talk about how do you know if you should detox. You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Let's talk about the different treatments here at the Prather Practice that are effective in infertility.
The most famous one is acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
Acupuncture, that's one of the things. We have a very well-known acupuncture part of our practice. I'm a licensed acupuncturist, and so most women... most couples that are coming in for the acupuncture portion. But we also let them know that there's a lot of other things that we can do that can actually help that have been well proven to facilitate pregnancy.
Well, let's go back to acupuncture. Mm-hmm. How does that help in infertility?
There's no doubt that there's quite a bit of results with acupuncture. As a matter of fact, a lot of infertility clinics, because it has improved the rate so much, is that they've added that in
mm-hmm.
to part of their practice. So there's no doubt that that helps. One of the things that I have found is that acupuncture is absolutely amazing on two things. One, it reduces the inflammation in through the body.
Mm-hmm.
And inflammation, high amounts, especially in the reproductive area, will certainly... kick off infertility.
Mm.
So a reduction in inflammation is one of the basic types of things. The other thing that it definitely has been proven to have an effect on is the hormones of the body. Acupuncture really improves the oxytocin, which is sort of your feel-good, happy place.
That's what I hear mostly from patients after their acupuncture.
Sure.
You know, they feel so much better.
Right.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the things that you can do just to feel better immediately. I have a lot of people who have sleep disturbances, anxiety. I've had so many people who, with some regular acupuncture treatments, no longer need anti-anxiety medication.
Mm.
So there's just this really feel-good. And oxytocin, high levels, is definitely one of the hormones that really helps with fertility. So that's been very well proven, and we see that evident on every patient almost that we do. Acupuncture definitely has an effect on both of those things, And both of those things has a big part in infertility. If you're going through infertility as an issue, absolutely acupuncture is 100% safe, no real side effects. It would be foolish not to do that.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. We're talking today about detoxification, the good, the bad, or the ugly. What, do you look ugly when you're detoxing?
I've seen people look kind of green.
Green. Reminds me of bile.
It's not a good thing.
Okay. Well, how do you know if you need to detox? You're saying most people walking in your door, with the fine exception of two people a year possibly,
right,
are toxic.
Yes.
So how do you know?
You
just can assume that you need to?
Well, most people can assume, but we do lab tests. We do specific tests that shows up the how well the liver's working, mm-hmm. how well the kidneys are working, how well the lungs are working, how well the spleen's working. So we can see that on lab tests. So we do blood tests, we do stool kit, we do hair analysis, we see what the toxic levels are. And we have a very good idea. Also on examination. Mm-hmm. If you have a toxic congested liver and I poke on that liver, you're going to say, "Ow, doc, that doesn't feel good."
Right.
Or the spleen or the kidneys. There's pain that's involved with that, and I can actually feel the swelling in that organ.
Mm-hmm.
And when we...
Wow, you can feel if it's swollen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can feel that, and the patient confirms it.
Mm-hmm. I hear that all the time. How does doctor know where... You know, people don't even realize...
Sure.
That area is even tender.
Right. And then as we get that cleared up, it's like, oh, that it just wasn't that you've got sharp knives on the end of your fingers. That was actually me, because now that doesn't hurt at all.
Uh-huh.
And then of course we can see the changes in the blood tests. We see the balance where the body actually achieves that. And so it becomes very, very obvious, not only to me, which I show the patients what we're shooting for on the lab test.
Mm-hmm. You go over different levels.
Right. So it's very obvious to me, and then I show the patient how obvious it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then they feel like they know what's going on.
Right. That's why those diagnostics are so important.
Yes, I would really not want to practice if I wasn't able to do diagnostics,
mm-hmm.
because it's just shooting in the dark. And that's why it would be very difficult for someone who is trying to self-detox.
Yeah.
If they were trying to get something off the internet, that's a very poor way of, or, you know, if I was just putting out, okay, this is how you detox, because everyone's different. Everyone has different requirements.
And we're going to talk about different organs.
Different organs,
yeah.
You know, that need to be concentrated.
I mean, we all have the same organs. Some of us don't have them. You know what I mean.
I got you.
So are there different methods of detoxing?
There are more ways to detox than...
You can shake a stick at that.
Yes, you can shake a stick. it's an ongoing type of a... but there are just tons of ways to detox.
You know, one thing I really like how we do it is gently.
Yes.
I guess about everything. The way you adjust is non-force, gentle. The way you help people detoxifying is very gentle.
Sure.
Why is that?
Gentle is easier on the body. We get better response. You don't want to traumatize the body.
Mm-hmm.
The body doesn't do well when it's traumatized. It produces inflammation. It goes a little nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And you can really lose control quickly if you are traumatizing the body. So my way of talking to the patients, oftentimes patients, you know, aren't feeling well as we're detoxing them. Mm-hmm. I say, well, let's, you know, adjust it here. They say, well, you know, I can handle this. Mm-hmm. You know, if I just know that, you know, it's going to result in a good outcome.
But a lot of people, when I am in detox through our program, I actually feel better right away.
Yes, and that's one of the things that we're shooting for.
Yeah.
Because that means that we're doing it gently.
Mm-hmm.
So what I tell them is, no, that's not good for you.
Uh-huh.
There's a reason that the body doesn't feel well. We want to switch that. We need to add something. We need to redirect this detoxification.
Mm-hmm.
I need to change this. You know, what are your bowels doing? Oh, you know, you're constipated during this time. Of course, you're not going to be detoxing well.
Right.
Let's do this other modality. Let's add some special help. And all of a sudden, they're like, oh, yeah, now I feel much, much better. And I said, this is a much better detox for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't feel well, you can damage organs.
Right.
You know, there's a reason that the body...
detox too quickly.
Sure.
Too much.
Too much, too quickly. That is putting a stress on the
American
body.
That's the American way.
I know. I have those patients that if they're not feeling horrible... You know,
and they're not detoxing.
They're not really detoxing.
Maybe, you know, that's the good, the bad, the ugly.
Yeah, yeah. And so I say, no. Let me handle this. Let me tell you how to do it, mm-hmm. and we'll make this a very gentle process, and one that is going to heal the body, and you're going to feel much, much better.
Well, let's talk about the certain organs. You know, are there certain organs more responsible for detox?
Yes. The most important organ that I always look at is the liver.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The liver is just, I mean, that's just this huge chemical factory. It's amazing all the things that the liver does. We don't even know. We're always discovering new things that the liver does. It balances out the hormones. It will... help the body to balance out the sugar. In other words, it regulates all these different types of things that the rest of the body does. It's the fine tuner. Mm. It gets things exactly right. There isn't anything that it's not helping with.
Mm-hmm.
So the liver is just this amazing type of a organ. Matter of fact, some of the best nutritionists that I know of said that the liver was really the key for health. And their main nutritional things that they said is that they would give liver,
mm-hmm.
Beets and beet tops, and yellow vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And those are all different types of products that are very, very good for the liver.
Mm-hmm.
Liver itself is amazing.
Well,
as a healer.
Yeah. One of our weight loss clients is in our phase three of our program.
Sure.
And, you know, we were talking about liver and organ meats, and his eyes got lit up. Oh, I love organ meats. I can have those.
See, most of the people really don't like
liver. Organ meat. Yeah.
And
I loved how my mom made it. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very, very important. So most of the people, we give pills.
Yeah, concentrated foods.
One pill of the liver is worth, you know, a big slab of liver, you know, that you actually eat.
Uh-huh.
So the pills are normally how we do that. I myself really love liver and like eating it, and I do on a regular basis.
Uh-huh.
But most people aren't along those lines.
You
so
like
we have ways
meats.
To do it.
He's
yeah,
like,
I do
oh,
like
and doctor,
meats.
Yeah, he's okay with that.
Yeah, I love organ meats.
You thought I was going to tell him to be a vegetarian.
But the liver is just a key. And the beets and the beet tops are excellent, excellent. Matter of fact, we do a lot of the supplements that we have beets and beet tops in them.
Interesting.
Yeah, you know, and when we're talking about supplements, basically what they are, a lot of them is concentrated foods.
Okay, someone asked me a question the other day I couldn't answer. Do they have calories since they're concentrated food?
And not really very much, no.
Okay, that's
yeah,
what I was thinking.
It's the calories are very, very low. The concentrated nutrients are extremely high. So it's a very easy way to do. And I try to tell people, you know, they say, oh, I don't like taking medicine. So I said, this isn't medicine. This is just concentrated food. Well, he says, well, can't I just do the food? And I said, sure. So I list out what's in there and what he would have to eat to make up for the pills. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I'll just take the pills.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm taking something. It's called Alphaplex right now. It's green salad in a capsule because I wasn't getting enough greens.
And sure. And that's very important. That makes a very big difference.
Yeah.
It's also, I mean, greens are a great detoxifier.
Mm-hmm.
So your food is one of the best ways, and eating the right foods. Of course, we can eat the wrong foods, and that creates toxins.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very important, and a very easy way that we work with that is with herbs, concentrated foods, different types of minerals, amino acids, to help with the detoxification.
Do you want to go on to the next organ?
I love going on to the next organ.
Okay, I don't know if you're, because liver is a big part.
Oh, liver just, I mean, I could just do a whole hour program just on the liver.
How about the kidney? What role does the kidney play?
Kidneys are extremely important. As a matter of fact, the health of the kidney, there's something called a glomerular filtration rate,
Comes up on the blood work.
It's figured out from the levels of the creatinine in blood, urea, nitrogen, and that is a very, very important. Matter of fact, the gold standard on how well the kidneys are working. And the younger the kidneys are, the longer people live. Mm-hmm. It's a very good indicator. So we always try to get the kidneys.
You said my kidneys look good, right?
Yeah, you've got great kidneys. You've got a 20-year-old kidney.
Oh, thank you.
You know, good looking kidneys. But detoxing the kidneys and rebuilding those are mm-hmm. very important types of things that we do. We have specialized products for that. You know, and you talk about how many products do we have, I mean, for the liver. Just for detoxifying the liver, we have about 1,000 products.
Hmm. Wow. Right. And we can figure out what specifically works and puts that person in homeostasis.
Correct.
That liver. All right. When we come back, let's talk more about detox, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
It's that little bit of arrogance in the medical community I think we could all live without. Like when you go to see the doctor, you don't see the actual doctor first. You must wait in the waiting room. There's no chance of not waiting. That's the name of the room. The doctors are all back there. Well, we can't take them now. We've already got this room. And you sit there, you pretend you're reading your little magazine. You're actually looking at the other people. I wonder what he's got. That guy's a goner.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at DTSweightLossCenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
We're talking today about detoxification, the good, the bad, or the ugly and the ugly. So we're talking about the different organs responsible for detox. I think most people think, you know, the liver, but it's more than that. Like on the kidney, I talk about with our weight loss clients, hydration, why that's so important.
Because
you can't lose weight. Is it correct, doctor? If you're dehydrated, then the liver has to take over some of the kidney function, correct?
Yes, it's not only that, but if you're dehydrated, that you're being hydrated is extremely important to be able to detox in every single different type of organ. If you aren't taking in enough water, you aren't going to be able to, the body's just going to say, hey, I'm not going to reduce those fat cells because we can't handle it. So making sure that you're hydrated is a very, very important part of the kidney function. It's a very important part for the liver to work correctly and for the bowels.
And we can measure it here, which is great with our bioimpedance analysis.
Sure.
It measures intracellular water and extracellular water and know exactly how hydrated.
And those should be 50-50. Mm-hmm. Again, the body's very, very big on homeostasis. And if you are out of homeostasis, that causes a tremendous amount of issues, and you're not going to be able to detox. You're not going to be able to lose weight. And when I'm talking about weight loss, that is a detoxification. You know, and
yeah,
that's something
right.
that's important for people to understand, that weight loss is not, I'm just losing, you know, my fat. You know, it's not just a system along those lines where I weigh less, but it is a detoxification because it's usually toxins that are stored that makes one overweight.
Interesting. Well, let's talk about the role the bowels play. In fact, I just had an experience with one of our weight loss clients.
Sure.
He hadn't had a bowel movement in a week. He's supposed to give all our weight loss clients my number to text.
Sure.
You know, because I see him weekly, but if something comes up, and he hadn't texted me and had gained 10 pounds.
Right.
Well, we were able to give him up one of his Cascaraplex,
right.
which helps, correct?
Right.
And then we gave him some aloe and said, stay close to the restroom.
Right.
And I get a text this morning. So this is yesterday. He's down 7 pounds. And I get it. Ah. He goes, if I say ah, you know what that means. But that has a big role to play.
Huge effect.
When you think about
sure.
the bowels and what kind of toxins they hold in your body.
And if you're not getting rid of them, then you're reabsorbing that toxin. And the body will not lose weight. You know, if you're not getting, and you know, where do the toxins go? Well, it puts a tremendous amount of pressure both on the liver and the kidneys.
Right. And now I'm at a point where I think you've made me so aware of the liver, I can tell when it's congested.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I think people can start reading their bodies. It's important.
Sure.
You know, becoming more aware.
I have a lot of people who poke to, you know, the places. I said, now this is where your liver is. This is your spleen. These are your kidneys. These
you're
are the
giving,
points.
Teaching them anatomy, right?
Right. I'm teaching them how to self-diagnose. So they can actually poke on that and say, oh, you know, doc, my liver's just a mess right now. They actually come in telling me that. And, you know, what should I do? So, you know, we give a supplement. We do some other different types of things on that. And, you know, this is much, much better. So it empowers people.
Right.
And that's one thing I really like to do is to be a teacher, to empower the patients so that they know what's going on.
Well, that's the whole reason we do the radio show. Physician
sure.
means educator.
Right.
Yes. Okay, let's go. Any more on the bowels? Or do we kind of cover that?
Well, the bowels, there's a tremendous amount. You have to have the good gut flora, you know, to be able to have the proper detox. You have to have a proper balance in the pH. You need to make sure that there's no infections in through the bowels. You need to make sure the inflammation, the immune system's up to par. There's a balance in the fatty acids. It's very, very important. So the bowels are very, very important. And one of the things is that the bowels, through the National Institute of Health, is doing a whole research project on this. They have stated that that is the biggest determinant on your immune system.
Your bowels, your gut. Bowels,
yes. And 80% of all autoimmune disease comes from the bowels.
Interesting. Well, what about the spleen? What role does it play in detox?
Well, the spleen is a blood purifier. It takes the old red blood cells and breaks them down, sends them over to the liver to be reprocessed. So that's part of the process. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a cleansing of the blood, but there's also a cleansing of the lymph system. If the lymph system's backed up, then the spleen's going to act up. It's going to be very tender. So if there's infections going through the body, the spleen's going to be very, very sore. Matter of fact, people who have mononucleosis, Epstein-Barr virus, the spleen becomes, that's a very definite diagnosis of that, because the spleen is something that swells and becomes extremely tender. So we have different types of toxins depending on where we find the problems. And as I poke around, I can poke on the liver and create some pain. I can poke on the spleen, create pain. I can poke on the bowels if they're toxic, and they will be tender. The lungs and the kidneys also. So, you know, it's something that becomes very obvious to the patient. And then as we get those cleansed
up. So you touch the patient?
I touch the patient. the patient knows what's going on. It's a great way. And I can tell very quickly, you know, how things are progressing. And we do the lab test to find out the particulars. But on my examination, I already know that that person has a toxic liver or a toxic spleen or a toxic bowels or a toxic kidney.
By palpating it, yeah.
Just by palpating. So I don't need, you know, the lab test to know that, but I need to know exactly what's going on, and that's where the lab tests come in.
Okay. The blueprint to health.
Blueprint to health.
And what about the skin? The skin brings in a lot of toxins.
Yes, and you can look at the health of the skin and tell the toxicities. There are certain types of eruptions that means that you have food allergies. There are certain types of eruptions that mean that you have infections. So just looking at and observing the skin, you can tell a tremendous amount of what's going on. And the skin is a major detoxification organ.
Even like acne.
Acne is
telling you something.
Very, very important.
Going on.
I had I've had so many patients who came in that had problems with acne, and we took care of their liver, kidney, spleen, and their acne cleared up. You know, people
instead
are just
of putting
amazed.
A very toxic topical on them,
right,
giving them a pharmaceutical.
Sure. Oftentimes, what they do is they use a very toxic type of product that causes permanent damage to clear up a toxin. And you know, it's there's an awful lot of things that we do in our healthcare system that really doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but it is what it is.
And what about the lungs? You talked a little bit about.
And we measure the function of the lungs, blood tests, and we do spirometries. And the lungs are one of the biggest indicators on how long we'll live. How deep you breathe, you know, is a huge indicator, and it has a great deal to do with the pH of our blood. Is how well we breathe. We have a huge effect. And so being able to get the lungs opened up that that toxin doesn't build up in the system, because that will kill you very quickly if those lungs aren't working.
So how does your office, how does the Prather practice treat or do detoxification?
Well, there are a lot of different types of ways that we can go about that. One, we have a lot of products that are designed for detoxification. We have different types of vitamins, minerals. We have concentrated foods. We have herbals. We have homeopathics. But not only that, but we also have specific treatments. There are different types of adjustments that open up the lymphatic tissue. That's a very big type of thing that we do. There's body work that we do to release the liver, the bowels, the spleen, the kidneys. We also do dietary types of changes. You can do a tremendous amount with detox just by manipulating the diet. There are also homeopathics. is a major way. Matter of fact, homeopathics are probably one of the most gentle ways to detox the system. That's why we like that quite a bit. The other products can have negative side effects that sometimes be too much, but the homeopathics are a definitely the most gentle way of working to detox a patient. We also have diathermy, which is a marvelous type of a product that we like to get on.
Oh, yeah. I do that twice a week. Yeah. The diathermy unit is really helps with detoxing.
Yes. Yeah, so
very gently. Yeah.
Very gently. I have patients who come in and they say, Doc, you know, I just, I think my adjustment's out. I just feel awful all over. And I check them and I said, no, the adjustment's just fine. You are detoxing. You know, feel the liver, spleen, and they go, ow, 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 ow. So what I do is I say, you know, what we need to do is put you over onto the diathermy. We do a half an hour treatment on that. And what that does is that flushes the blood and the lymph. So there's a cleansing that goes on. And they get up and they say, oh, I feel so much better. And all the tenderness is gone.
Oh, yeah. It's wonderful.
It's an immediate
boost. And I
even
fall asleep.
Oh, most
all
people
the warmth.
Yeah, it's a gentle way of detoxing, and people just feel so much better. It's a great little device, and very, very helpful.
Okay, when we come back, let's talk about fasting. Can it be helpful for detox?
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
What I'm talking about today is the Atlas Orthogonal Technique, which is very dear to my heart. The Atlas Orthogonal Technique is really what saved my life. I had Graves' disease and was having a lot of difficulties with it. And I went and had an Atlas orthogonus adjust my neck, and within 3 months, all my health problems were actually gone. So that's at the time that I decided to dedicate myself to the pursuit of people's health, because I had such a relief along this. And the basis and the cornerstone of my practice is the Atlas Orthogonal Technique, which is a specific adjustment to the cervical spine, concentrating on the atlas as a lever mechanism. The area of the atlas, occiput, and axis is the most important area of your body. It is the lower brainstem, which controls all the autonomic nervous system, the whole nervous system that is beyond our mental control, and is considered by the body as the most important area. Any type of an injury to that area will cause instantaneous death. So looking at that and working with it can have a very, very huge impact on people's health and well-being. I actually was able to go with an intern with Dr. Sweat, who is the originator of the Atlas Orthogonal technique, and was able to be involved in the complete development. I was in the original six who was trained in that. I am at this point the only board-certified Atlas orthogonist in the state of Indiana. It is a three-year postgraduate work and can have a huge impact on people's health. Matter of fact, I consider that probably the most important thing that you can do to have the biggest impact on your health is to actually have your atlas put back into proper position. That is something that someone needs to have done, to have checked, and make sure that that's good and should be checked at least once a year.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. We're talking today about detox, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And so, Dr. Prather, we talked a lot about diet and the role that diet plays and what we're putting in our body. What is the role? We talked about, you hear a lot of people fasting when they're detoxing. Is fasting from food helpful?
That is one thing that can be of help, but a lot of people should not just do that. They should be checked. If they have trouble with blood sugar, then that would not be advisable, because that would actually put extra stress on the body. So fasting is something that I actually like to do. I'll pick out a day and fast, but it's a day that I'm not really too active. And then I can...
Where you can rest.
I can rest. It should be a time of resting. There's a lot of different types of fasts. There's water fasts. There's juice fasts. There's broth fasts. There are just doing greens. So there's a lot of different types of ways and different methods to do a fast. You should, before you do a fast, you should check out with your doctor, make sure that's okay. There are reasons to do that spiritually, but that should also be monitored. And there are definitely, the majority of people actually say, don't do a fast. Because people who have a congested liver, if they do a fast, their liver, if I do the blood test during that time, their liver will get worse.
During the fast?
Yeah, you actually have to be healthy to fast.
Okay.
So that's not necessarily.
Because you talked
really
about we need nutrients and.
Right. It can put a stress on the body. There, you can do different types of fasts to take stress off the bowels, and it's again which organ system that you're trying to detox on whether a fast would be helpful or not. I mean, there's other ways to kind of do the diet. One of my favorite. Ways to detox the body through diet is something called the food rotation diet.
Okay, and what's the food rotation diet?
Well, it's an understanding of how the body and especially the immune system works. The immunoglobulins, the IgG, IgA, IgM, are only live for 4 days in the body. And when we eat a certain food, it's not the first time that we actually, if we're having a sensitivity or reaction to it, it's not the first time that we eat it unless it's anaphylactic. I know I'm getting a little confusing, but it's a matter of the second time that you eat it. So if you don't repeat a food for 4 days, then you don't have a reaction with it.
Interesting.
So if you have a 5-day food rotation diet, let's say that you have corn on day one, if you don't repeat it until the fifth day where you have absolutely no corn in there, then you don't have a reaction to it. And if you can do that with every single one of your foods, that takes a tremendous amount of stress off the body, makes the body work much, much less, and can really help to get toxins out of the system. It's one of the major secrets for health and longevity. If people are having a very serious disease, autoimmune disease, or if they are having cancer, the results of going on a very strict 5-day food rotation diet is absolutely amazing. You can really get a tremendous amount of recovery. We had a staff member in our office who came in first as a patient. And she was just, I mean, she was dying. She knew that as she came in as a patient. And one of the major things that made a big difference on her was we put her on a 5-day food rotation. Very strict. She actually did it for 2 years to get the recovery.
Very committed, yeah.
Very committed. And had a huge amount of recovery and actually got herself pretty well balanced. That was a very important type of area, and one thing that people can really see as a big help. And if you're trying to detox, that's a gentle way of doing it, and has probably the biggest impact of any dietary change you can possibly do.
Interesting. And that's the 5-day rotation, and we review that with patients.
Yes, and you really lose weight with it, too.
Yeah.
It's a very, very helpful type of way of doing it.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Sure.
Well, let's talk about how important is detox with cancer?
It is absolutely important. One of the five areas, if you're looking at cancer, there are several things that are involved with that. You have a lowered oxygenation, a weakened immune system. You have a pH change. There is a change in the genetic material, and toxins are absolutely incredible. You just don't have cancer unless you have toxicity in the body.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the major things that you're looking at. And if you have cancer, making sure that your toxicity level is low. Of course, that's very difficult when you're dealing with cancer because if you're being treated for it, chemo and radiation is extremely toxic.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, having an understanding and a balance along those lines. And after you go through cancer, one of the most important things that you can do is make sure that you're detoxed. Otherwise, you can get it back again.
Mm.
So detoxification is extremely important for prevention.
Mm-hmm.
Detoxification is extremely important for treatment. And detoxification is very important so it doesn't return.
Mm-hmm.
So, and as I said before, there were whole clinics throughout the United States and Canada. Their whole emphasis was on detoxification for the treatment of cancer. They had a very high success rate.
Uh-huh. Makes sense. Well, how about detox? How can it help with autoimmune disease?
Autoimmune disease is just an overstress on the immune system. And it's the overstress on the immune system is definitely related to toxins. 80% of all autoimmune diseases come from the bowels.
Wow.
The other 20% comes from heavy metal toxicity, infections, other different types of toxins, chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very important for any type of autoimmune situation to make sure that detoxification is part of the treatment. Because you're not going to be successful with autoimmune diseases unless you get the toxins out. And toxins are always, always, always involved with autoimmune diseases.
Mm-hmm.
So working along those lines are very important. And we've had quite a few people who have been able to have full recoveries from autoimmune diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And toxicity was always a crucial part of that whole process.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's finish off. We have a couple more minutes. And talk about the products, you know, that are important for detoxification. I know you carry a lot of products here. Herbals, homeopathics, vitamins, minerals. And you were saying, Dr. Prather, that homeopathics are very good for detox because they help make it a gentle process.
Homeopathics are sort of our secret weapon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have people who have extremely serious diseases that weren't able to get those taken care of anyplace else. We have had patients with tick bites,
mm-hmm.
you know, with different types of infections that result in that, Lyme's, rickettsia. And they, because of the infection, they just become toxic all over. That's that pain that they feel.
Mm-hmm.
Their joints all of a sudden become extremely sore. Their lymph system is completely backed up. And the homeopathics are quite remarkable. I had a gentleman who... he had tried several different types of programs. He was, as he said, definitely dying. His mm-hmm. immune system was crashing. And we went with homeopathic injections on him. And the second day, he says, he knew that he was going to get well.
Mm.
So all of a sudden, he had this feeling of pain leaving. And after he had 20 injections, and by the time he went through, he says, I'm feeling great.
Mm.
You know, all the joint pain was gone,
right.
All the lymphatic tissue backup was gone. And it allowed, there was really no other way that was going to work. He had gone to the best, had gotten all the herbal treatments, he had gone through the antibiotics,
mm-hmm.
Nothing else was really working. And so the homeopathics are something that isn't offered mm-hmm. A lot of different types of places.
And especially the injectables, which... is an option for
the
people,
injectables
correct?
are what we use if there are a complete disaster.
Mm-hmm.
That is a great way to really go after it, and that's our really tough patients that we go with that. And we really see some amazing, almost miraculous types of changes that occur with that.
Mm.
But you have to have that geared exactly for what the patient needs.
Right.
It's not something that you could buy over the counter. It has to be made specifically for the patient. And it's one formula is not going to be the same for someone else.
Right. Very individualized.
Very, very
individualized. That's what I like, what we do here is very individualized. Because someone, two people standing next to each other have been diagnosed with autoimmune could have very different blood chemistries.
Sure. Or even this exact same autoimmune disease with different causes.
Different causes.
And we do look for the cause.
Well, Dr. Prather, you just have about 10 seconds to wrap up. Anything that you want to conclude with?
Well, the only way that you can really find out is diagnostics. And coming into a structure function office is the best way to find that out.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather. Detox the good, the bad, and the ugly.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.